Just about everyone agrees that school sucks, but not around here. I spend the day at a school for circus performers.
Anybody home?
I get a lesson in clowning around and test my skills on a real audience. I'm ready. And I blast off on a bungee trapeze at the world-famous Cirque du Soleil in Las Vegas.
Do you ever wonder how those jugglers in the circus keep all those things up in the air at once?
Charlie sees how to juggle some cool and dangerous things. Do not try this at home. It's Bob Blue again! Forget it! Under the Big Dog!
And I'm Tyler, and this is the best place to be, the circus.
It has some of the most amazing sights, sounds, and smells on Earth.
The only problem is these clowns have been following us around all day, mimicking everything we do.
We can't get rid of them.
I think I have an idea.
I get it.
Well, that was easy.
Good idea, huh?
Yeah.
Run away and join the circus, they say. See the world. I think I'm seeing a little bit more than I want to. Here it goes.
This is the National Circus School.
Students from this school get hired by circuses around the world.
It's not your ordinary school.
For half the day, students study just like everyone else.
Okay, time's up.
But for the rest of the day, it's off to a very special gym class.
Accepts a few students per year at their circus arts program. Whoa! Hi, Kim. So why did you decide to join the circus?
Because it's physical, there's lots of diversity, and most of all, it's fun.
So, Alicia, you want to try out for the circus school?
Okay.
So, let's test your flexibility.
Okay.
Try touching your toes. Well, how about straddle?
Does anyone get stuck doing this?
If you want to be in a circus, you've got to have good balance. Try this.
On the tightrope, this fan or long pole extends your reach. The more spread out you are, the more time it'll take to begin to fall. This gives you a little extra time to get your balance back and make it across.
One of the first things you learn is not to be afraid.
Oh, so what's next? You have to concentrate or you could hurt yourself.
The teeter board is everyone's favorite. When I cue them by slapping my legs, Edward and Kim jump on the other end of the board, turning me into a human cannonball.
Bravo!
A strong body is very important to avoid embarrassing situations like this one. Yeah. Trampoline looks easy, but it's also easy to hurt yourself. One of the things you learn is had a fall.
Think of a ball. If you miss your step, curl into a ball and you'll bounce right back. If you put your hand out to stop a fall, you could break your wrist.
I could get into this. I think I'll study accounting instead.
I spit into action as a clown at the Barnum and Bailey Circus. My big moment under the big top is coming up later on PMK.
This is so LA.
When you're putting up the biggest big top in the world, it sure helps to have some elephants. The tent at the Carson and Barnes Circus is as big as a football field. There's over 45,000 feet of canvas to stretch and lace up. Over 350 stakes to drive, 230 poles to raise, and miles of rope to tie. All in less than 4 hours.
If I'm in a cage, just before the animals coming in, you know, it's like you got butterflies in your stomach.
All eyes to the mass of the steel arena. We are proud to present Bigger and Late.
Please, could someone help me? Give me a boost. Please, anybody? Help me get up!
Hey, Alicia, look at me! These guys are helping me become a clown!
Glad to hear it. You guys want to give me a hand? You guys are hilarious. Just get out of the way. Nice outfit. You don't look too hot yourself, Mr. Clown Boy.
Sorry, you're right. Might I ask why you're wearing that outfit?
I'm preparing for my trip to Cirque du Soleil in Las Vegas.
And you have to wear that?
Actually, yes, I do. It's specially designed to make me look like a fool. And I'll have a practice harness so I don't die a horrible death in front of the camera.
That would be great for ratings.
Sorry to disappoint, but I'll also have a safety net and a partner who will help me so I don't fall. The worst thing that'll happen is I'll barf all over her.
Hey, can I try that?
Yeah, sure, but you're gonna have to wear a leotard.
Humiliation for one day, thank you. Hey guys, come on, I want to practice throwing pies in your face.
Las Vegas, the entertainment capital of the world. This is Treasure Island, permanent home of Mystère, one of the best circus shows in the world. The Cirque du Soleil has a different idea on what a circus is all about. There's no animals. Here, everything is reinvented. Forget regular trapeze, try bungee trapeze. That is so amazing. It looks fun and easy, too.
So, you think it's easy, do you? You're invited to proceed up to the catwalk.
Oh, wow.
Do you know that this is 75 feet? So if I fall, I die. Ciao.
Incredible.
To be a trapeze artist, you definitely can't be afraid of heights.
Whoa. If you feel dizzy when you're up high, part of the reason is because you're just not used to it.
When you're up high like I am here, there isn't anything close by that I can focus on to keep my balance, so I feel dizzy.
It's called vertigo.
But Caroline doesn't feel dizzy because she's used to being up here. She performs 2 shows a day, 6 days a week. Still, it takes a lot of courage because at these heights, anything going wrong would mean disaster.
All right, it takes a lot of guts.
Guts and practice, so... Guess what? It's your turn now. So come on, let's go in the training room. So that's it. This is where we practice.
Well, before doing anything physical, we should warm up and stretch so we don't rip any muscles, right?
That's right. So come on.
Okay.
Enough goofing around. Time for some serious business.
If I just jump?
Yes, you just jump. That's it. Now start to pull with your arms. Good. Good. Wow, you're strong. Whoa, you cut with one arm. Did you see that? How is it up there?
It's high.
Yeah? Just let go. Just let go. That's it. Good. That's it. Wanna try some flips?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, let's try. That's it. Put your knees up. That's it. Let go. One. And push, push, push. Two. Good.
Oh, dizzy now.
Sweaty hands are what we trapeze artists fear the most, because the sweat makes our hands slip. That's why we use chalk. It dries the hands and makes them grip perfectly.
Okay, I had fun and learned the ropes. But just one thing, how do I get out of this trapeze?
Fire up your VCRs, folks. Later I'll be juggling up a storm and I'll show you how you can too. What? You didn't think I was actually gonna juggle all of this, did you? Come on, Emil.
Why do high wire artists carry poles? A tightrope walker often carries a pole that is long, heavy, drooping, and weighted at the ends. This lowers the performer's center of gravity, making it easier to balance. Also, the extra weight increases the performer's inertia. Inertia means that an object won't move unless something moves it. And the heavier the object, the harder it is to move.
Hey.
The tips of the pole can be so heavy and droop so low that the performer's center of gravity is actually below the wire. In that case, the high wire artist is guaranteed to stay balanced.
Uh-oh.
These professionals might make it look easy, but trick riding takes lots of practice. Here's what can happen when an inexperienced rider takes the reins. Riding bareback, it's tough on the backside.
Hey, hi, Charlie, remember me? You know, I get called a clown a lot, but today I'm going to take it one step further to the real deal. And I'm taking you right along with me. Do you ever wonder how those jugglers in the circus keep all those things up in the air? Well, actually, it's just a matter of simple physics. Let's just start simple, shall we? First, go ask your mom for 3 silk handkerchiefs, like these. They seem to work best. First, make sure they haven't been used. Mom, start with 2 handkerchiefs in one hand and 1 in the other. Then throw one of the 2 handkerchiefs up in the air, grab it with the other hand. The handkerchiefs are so light, they just sort of hang there in midair for a second, allowing you to reach out and grab them. Okay, now let's try it again. Only this time, before you reach out and grab the handkerchief, let go of the one in the other hand, like this. If you can do this first step, that's all you really need to know, because then you just keep doing the same thing over and over and over. Just reach out and grab the one in the air, leaving behind the one in the other hand.
Who doesn't love me? No one.
Hey, hi, Charlie.
Emil.
Carrie, hi.
Hi.
Award-winning juggler. You know, I thought I was a pretty good juggler, you know, but all I can really juggle are these handkerchiefs. You know, I can't even juggle balls.
Yeah, I'll show you.
Oh, yeah?
Practice tossing.
Right. Oh, I get it. First, you have to get a feel for how high to toss the ball on its own, right? Cool. Then, when you get the hang of that, what do you do next? Doesn't say much, but he sure can juggle. Oh, wait, I get it. It's just like the handkerchiefs. Only instead of letting go of the ball, you have to toss it right before you catch the other one. Cool. Let me try.
Remember, Charlie, practice.
You know, I could be as good as him.
Thanks, Emil.
All it takes is a little practice.
This circus act might look impressive, but it's not as hard as it looks. The secret is in the spin. This plate is impossible to balance unless you get it spinning. Then it naturally stays on its perch. When you spin the plate, you give it momentum and it stays balanced. It's the same reason you can balance on a bicycle only when its wheels are spinning. The faster the plate spins, the less likely it is to tumble. But when it stops spinning,
I'm looking for the boss clown. This is Clown Alley. It's where all the clowns hang out. It's like their dressing room, except it's off limits to everyone except the clowns. But hey, I'm a clown in training. I'm sure they won't mind. Hello? Boss clown? Anybody home?
Oh, sorry about that. You must be Tyler. Hi, I'm Jeff Shine, boss clown of the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus. Why, I'm sorry about that, but trespassers get pied. Come on in, my friend.
No offense, but you don't look that much like a clown.
How's that? Is that better?
How come clowns always wear red noses?
Not every clown wears a red nose, but you know, this is the cherry on the cake. We need to put on a makeup and costume. Step over to my trunk. Come on. Hey, how's that?
I don't think so. This is so L.A. How come clowns wear such baggy clothes?
We're circus clowns, and circus clowns don't do things normal. We use bright colors so you can see us from a distance. So it's getting close to showtime, Tyler.
You can hear the people laughing at me already.
Hey, now that's the jackpot. That's what we want. We want people to laugh at us. We're here to make people laugh.
You do realize that I'm only doing this so that I can look like a clown. I don't normally wear makeup.
Ha ha, that's not what I hear.
How come clowns have such huge faces and big mouths and exaggerated eyes?
Well, now, we have to exaggerate our eyes because we are seen from a distance here. We need to smile real big. We need to frown real big. We need to open our eyes really wide so the people can see us.
Do clowns talk?
Well, some do and some don't. I talk out on the floor. I have some friends that don't talk. They have to be bigger with their exaggerations so that people can read what they're saying through pantomime. What do you think of that? Do you think you can make people laugh?
Well, I may not make them pee their pants, but hey, I can make them laugh.
This is the Circus Three-Ring Adventure.
This is where all the kids get to come out and meet the performers 1 hour before the show.
Are you ready to make them laugh?
I'm ready.
Nice to see you. It's nice to see you, isn't it?
All right, I'm going to practice trying to make you girls laugh before I go to the kids, all right?
Sure I will.
What are you doing? I got
I don't know about you, but I had a blast today. Who would have thought the circus would be so much fun?
You know, you're a great trapeze artist.
Oh, you're a great clown.
Oh no, we started it again.
Well, let's get out of here before we start a clown riot.
Yeah.